This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January the 14th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Since we are meeting together as a commission for the first time in 2016, I first of all just wanted to wish everyone a Happy New Year and hope that your holiday season went wonderfully and that 2016 has treated you well thus far. As we all know, we have a presidential election cycle that is well underway and that will obviously consume a lot of our time and attention over the course of this year, which will present many challenges, but also will, present many opportunities. We know from experience that there's always an uptick in the number of advisory opinion requests that are submitted and the number of complaints that are filed. And so we will definitely need to be on our A game this year in order to make sure that we are providing the timely resolution of these submissions and of these complaints. For example, in the enforcement matter, in the enforcement arena, in order to provide closure to those who are the subject of enforcement matters, and also to provide clarity to the larger community who are subject to our laws and regulations. This has been an issue that we've discussed at some length in these meetings, and I just want to reaffirm my commitment to working effectively and efficiently with the docket of items that we are going to be faced with. You know, very oftentimes the commission is perhaps criticized, or it is noted the disagreements and the differences of opinion that we have on the commission. And I don't pretend to say that we don't have our disagreements. And sometimes but I believe that they are based on principled views of the law and are held in good faith. But having been here for 7.5 years, I also know that we're capable of working together to find common ground and compromise solutions. And I certainly want to, throughout this year, identify those areas and issues where we can work together, because I think that we definitely are at our best when we can find areas where we can find, you know, as especially all six of us, but at least the majorities of us, to move forward on particular matters. And I hope that we can find agreement wherever possible, and that where we can't, that we'll still disagree respectfully. I look forward to working with Vice Chairman Steve Walther. We've worked together before. He was the chairman, and I was his vice chairman back in 2009. And I've always enjoyed the professional and cordial relationship that we've shared. And I look forward to continuing that through the upcoming year. And I so we've had many opportunities to talk so far this year. And I think both of us feel optimistic about what we can accomplish this upcoming year. And I also want to thank the staff and look forward to working with all of you. I recognize both what you do when the lights and cameras are on, but also, more importantly, all the efforts and yeoman-like work that you put in behind the scenes. I know that I greatly appreciate and rely extensively on the fine work that that our staff throughout this building put in on a daily basis, and look forward to continuing that working relationship. So in short, I'm looking forward to working with my colleagues this year to hopefully make this as productive and effective as a year as possible. And again, happy 2016 to all of you, and let's make it a good one. So, Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Matt. Also, Happy New Year to everyone in your personal lives, as well as within this building. And each year brings a new hope and a refreshed approach to things, and I think we can do that this year and hopefully begin to find new ways of finding a common ground. I sent a note to the commission a couple days ago, because I realized I just had my 10th anniversary here. But in the process, it made me realize how many people here have been here 30 years. And I know that there's some of those people that retired in the last year or so, but we have an awful lot of people who've given their lives to this place. And then I'm also of the same realization right now that, We have been voted to be a very unpopular place to work. I think if we're not the very lowest, we're close to the lowest in the other government agencies. But I tend to think that not has always been the case, and there hasn't been votes taken like that, you know, a long time ago. But given the fact that people love this place and given their lives to this place, is telling about where we should be today. And I want to reiterate what I said in my note, that I think the staff is terrific. They're dedicated. They show up. They have a smile going up and down the elevator when you don't get the chance to know these people very well, as well as you'd like. And I know all of us on the commission recognize that even in our darkest hours. But something has changed to the point where we need to take a look at how we're getting the job done for the staff. And there is an opportunity now to help us do that. As you all know, there is an opportunity now with professionally hired people to help us find the root causes of some of the problems that seem to have surfaced, especially when you vote on how you perceive this workplace. But it's up to the staff to help us do this. And you can go down to room 208 between 10 and 2 almost every day of the week for the next month or so. And when you get down there, you'll also see some telephone numbers you can use to call if you want to meet offline, meet in another place. It's totally anonymous. But I really encourage the staff to do that and to give your measure of support to the FEC by helping us work our way out to a place where it's an enjoyable place for everybody to live and work. Having said all that, I want to say I'm really pleased to be able to work with Matt. He's a great gentleman. It's always been a pleasure to work with him, even under the times when we disagree as strongly as we can disagree on some points. And, you know, we've had some meetings already about how we can, with some baby steps, get started and begin to develop a constructive relationship that carries through the rest of the year. So, you know, Matt, you've got my pledge to work with you as cooperatively as it can possibly be to move the ball forward. And thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Commissioner Rappel.
Thank you. I've asked to speak because, as many of you know, Sarah Rosensky is leaving the agency. And she has worked with me, as well as other commissioners. She's worked with me since I arrived, and in fact, she worked with me before I arrived, and has provided incredibly good counsel and advice. And I think her leaving is particularly significant because she's a loss not just to me, but to the entire agency. I mean, she has a wealth of knowledge about the workings of the agency. She understands and remembers off the top of her head the findings and issues in past AOs and enforcement matters. And she and I have had many, many long discussions about, that were scintillating, I might add, about footnotes in prior AOs and enforcement cases. But actually, we've had a lot of discussions about issues and very spirited disagreements. And I've always valued her advice and counsel. She is a fabulous lawyer. She's knowledgeable, hardworking, really hardworking, tenacious, cooperative with everyone here. And, you know, most of all, she's a really genuinely good person. And I'm very sad to see her go. Sorry to tear up. You know, she's just been she's been quite amazing. So. But we wish her well. She's going to Planned Parenthood, and she'll have a very great career, I know, as a lawyer. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me just echo those same words about Sarah. I've had the opportunity to work extensively with her, and my office has worked extensively with Sarah, and she has always been such a constructive force in terms of moving the business of the agency forward and in trying to find ways in which we can best work together, and has always been such a friendly a presence on the ninth floor, someone who you can talk about the business of the agency, but also just talk about the happenings of our day together. And I always have appreciated again the positive demeanor that you've brought and the professionalism that you've always conducted yourself with on the ninth floor. And you will be missed. And I certainly wish you all the best in your next step.